to Newcastle's most famous Facebook Marketplace seller.
He built that up like crazy.
She was a mad Facebook marketplacer. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest. You know, I've got to say, props to you during this pandemic. You've really, like, found different avenues to make money because, of course, the main function of your Facebook business is obviously going, sourcing products and letting people come over, look at them. It's basically a big shop at your house.
Look, I sell a few things in my garage.
Playing it down.
To make a few dollars.
Maggie doesn't. He probably makes more money doing that than he does.
Oh, please. I wish.
This is the side hustle.
I wish. It's not hard.
I always notice the weird and wonderful things Crevo posts, and he's got like a quirky style when it comes to selling his products. Now, something popped up in my feed the other day, and I was like, man, what are you doing? Now, you remember Coles and Woolies had like the whole little shop extras when you brought your groceries? Crevo made so much money selling little shop stuff.
A few dollars here and there.
How much did you make?
I would have made at least $100.
That's a lot for something you get for free from the grocery shop. Anyway, you've obviously thought, well, this business model works. Yeah.
Things for free, sell them for money.
At the moment, Woolworths, right, have the Woolworths Bricks, which is like the off-brand Lego. Now, they haven't really taken off like Little Shop, in my opinion.
No.
Like, you don't really see that many people talking about Woolies Bricks.
They're not on news.com every day about how the shortage is.
Yeah, yeah.
The rare ones and whatnot.
So this pops up in my feed. 5 packets of Woolworths Bricks. Condition new. Let's read the description. Get your hands on some super premium Woolworths Bricks. It's like Lego, but far better. You never know what will be inside these packets. Is there gold? Of course, it's Lego bricks. For the tidy sum of $10, you get so many bricks. It's literally just 5 packets of these little bricks. Crevo, what are you doing?
Well,
how did you... Did you just get these when you did your
I didn't
shop?
Even get them. Emmy brought them home and was like, oh, do you want these? I was like, let's put them straight on Marketplace. Put them on the dining table right there and then. Photo. Taking photos. I have some news. Yesterday, they got sold.
Oh!
Furthermore, so I think it's because I'm doing my sales via postage at the moment, so I posted them off. I think it's somewhere where maybe they don't have a Woolworths in town or something. It's like a postcode I didn't recognise. Furthermore, this gentleman who bought them was like, please let me know if you get any more. I will be happy to purchase them. I was like, I will be keeping your name, number and details.
Can I just, I've done some research and I've price checked what like a packet of Lego goes for, the cheapest packet.
Like real Lego.
Real Lego. $14.
So for $4 more, you
can have real. How much did you charge for postage?
Well, they're pretty cheap because they go
over $4.
Oh, definitely.
Could have gone down. You got real Lego in a box, brand new, but instead, this poor person has purchased Lego.
They had a very satisfied customer.
5-star rating?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't judge you for this because I've done something similar.
What have you done?
So, you know how, like, Woolies had the marble discs a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
When I was at Woolies, they gave me just a bunch of them. I only bought, like, $10 worth of something. And here you go, and just shoved them all into the bag. And there was a rare one, the Hulk. It was the rarest one you could get. I got, like, 3 or 4 of them in this one go. So, I chucked them on eBay and got $50.
Wow.
See, I've got things to learn still, Meg. I've got things to learn.
So you need to open the packets, find the rare ones, and put them up for a higher price.
That's smart.
We need to go into business
together. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I've got a stack of these at home that I've actually been saving for a friend of mine, and she might be listening. So if they go missing, you know why.
Suddenly you lost them all. Yeah. Josh threw them out.
Are they worth money now? Like, are the Coles Little Shop full collections worth anything now? Like, how much? They were going for over $100 at the time.
Yeah. About $25 to $30 on the open market at the moment. Depends on which series. I'm across this.
You had to spend $600-$700 on groceries for a couple of them. But.
Oh, man. There you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've done it again. That's why you are number one.
Guys, you're very well aware of Demi Lovato. Big fans all around the team, right?
Yes.
She has been becoming a little bit, I'm going to say, more out there in recent months. So she's done this TV show recently about aliens, right? And they don't really know what, like, whether they want to be an alien themselves, it seems. Like, I've been watching these clips, and it's unclear. However, Demi Lovato is now saying that if you say the word alien, you are kind of some kind of discriminatory person.
Really? Oh. Well, so, she's starring in this new show on Hulu, I think it is.
That's
Hulu.
Right.
Hulu. Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu? Hulu?
We don't have it in Australia. Who cares?
Yeah, well, like, it's, I think, unidentified. Mm-hmm. So she goes around and, like, talks to people that have seen aliens. So she's right in this game at the moment.
You just offended her by saying aliens.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
This is the question we're going to ask. I'm going to talk more about this in a minute. Has Demi Lovato gone too far with this?
Okay. I'm going to say it now. Yes!
Is alien really an offensive word?
No!
All right. This is the chat. We'll do it next.